paragraph Dalid, V'alkein Soifrim Hayomim Lo'oimer. And this is why when we count Sfira, when we do the mitzvah of Sfira, we count to the Oimer, from the day that the Oimer was brought. Hayom Yom Echad Lo'oimer. Hayom Shnei Yomim Lo'oimer. Kedei Lekasher Kol Hayomim Likdushas Hanofas Oimer. What we're doing is we're attaching every single one of those 49 days to the Oimer, kedei lizkois bechol yoim voyoim lishmoya es hadibur hakodosh shel hatzadik hanal. Why are we attaching it to the Oimer? Because the Oimer represents the dibur of kedusha that's going out into that avir anach vazach. We want to bring that every single day of those 49 days. We want to turn that on again. That Oimer, we want to awaken the kedusha, the Oimer, the hanofas Oimer, which is the etzdokah, which is the dibur, which is dibur, so'irim is dibur, bringing that dibur into this avir anach vazach so that accomplishes kedei lo shuv l'ashem yizborach ha'idei zeh, so that we will be zeichet to do tshuva through this. By activating the oimer, that brings tshuva, that leads us to tshuva. Shezeh ikur b'china sfira. That's the most important thing about sfira. It's the time for tshuva, a time of purification. Kiles yoim deles bei toiv, kamo she kosu bezoyer kodesh nosoy dav kuf chav gimel. The Zoyer Kodesh tells us there isn't any day that doesn't have good in it. There's this expression, I had a bad day today. Ain't no such thing, the Zoyer Kodesh says. Every day has good in it. Ubechol yoim voyoim yoitzim diburim kedoshim tzadikei emes lehashmia es hatoiv sheyesh bechol yoim voyoim. Each and every single day, holy words come forth from the true tzadikim to remind this toiv, these sparks of kedusha that are found in every single day, that they should return sheyoshuv mimokim shnich basham lashem yisparach. That they should return from the place that they're trapped, they should return to Hashem. V'ze b'chinas yoim l'yoim yabia oimer v'laylo l'laylo yechavedas. This is the pasuk in Tehillim that says each and every single day gives forth its oimer, and each and every single night speaks forth words of das. B'chinas yomim yedaberu, as the pasuk says in Iyov Lamed Beis, the days speak. V'roiv shonim yodio chachma, and many years will give forth chachma. So we see again, each and every single day, there's this dibur of kedusha going out. V'zeh shesiyim shom, and this is what the pasuk finishes there. Ochein ruach hu bo enosh. However, it is a ruach, it is a spirit in man. Rav Nosson Zal says ruach daiko. Look at the word that the pasuk uses, ruach. It's impossible to hear these diburim kedoshim of the tzaddikim unless the air is fixed up, unless the ruach is fixed up. We have to purify the air, that it should be an avir anach vazach. Then the words of the tzaddik can travel. They can reach who they have to reach. That's accomplished through the mitzvah of tzedakah. V'zehu yoim le'yoim yabia oimer. Each and every single day speaks forth its amira. Ein oimer ve'ein dvorim b'li nishmo koilam. There's no oimer and dvorim that those the koil without hearing their koil, without the koil being heard. She'ein shoimim klal hadiburim kedoshim shel hatzadikim shel kol yom v'yoyim. Why is it that we don't hear the diburim kedoshim of the tzadikim of each and every single day? V'zeh machmas haruach se'oro shemevalvel ho'avir. It's because it is sitra achra, which is called a ruach se'oro. It's a storm. It's a storm wind. It's a ruach se'oro, which makes the air turbulent. It puts static into the air. When the air is static, you can't hear what I'm saying. Shemaval ve'loavir, which messes up the air. Shaydeze ein nishma hadibur. That causes the dibur not to be heard where it needs to be heard. Kanal b'hatoyronal, as Rabbi Nezal explains in Torah Yud Zayin. V'hatikin laze hu tzedakah. Rabbi Nezal says over there in the Kutumran that the tikin for the avir is not these deodorant cans, I think. It's tzedakah. Shaideze nase avir hanach vazach. That's what creates this stillness, this calmness, this purity in the air. Va'oz nishma hadibur, and then the dibur can be heard. Vezehu bechol ha'oretz yotzo kavom ubikze sevel milehem la shemesh som oil bohem. Rav Nosson Zal says shemesh zebechinas tzedaka. We know that the sun is referred to as tzedaka in the Torah. Kama shekosav, as the pasuk says in Malachi, Paragimel, Vizorcho lochem yirei shemi, shemesh tzedaka umarpe. The shemesh is a symbol of tzedaka. Hainu al yidei tzedaka, bechinas shemesh, through the mitzvah of tzedaka, which is symbolized by the sun, al yidei ze biktzei sevel milehem. Their words will be heard in the corners of the earth. Ki nishma hadibur lemerchakim, the words will be heard far away, afilu biktzei sevel, even in the corners of the earth. V'zeh shenemar b'melchemes Amolek, and this is why the Torah says, when Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoshua did battle against Amolek, when they came out of Egypt, v'yihi yodov emuna ad boy hashemesh, that Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were outstretched in emuna, in tefillah, ad boy hashemesh, until the sun set. The Targum, says there, prison betzloi, outstretched in tefillah. The pasuk says emuna, Targum says tefillah. Shemoish Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom herich betfilah. Moshe Rabbeinu gave a real, long, powerful tefillah. V'himshich dibure emuna sheispashtu boilam. He generated words of emuna that should go out to the world. V'hakoil b'koyach hatzdoko, shibchinas shemesh. What causes those dibure emuna to get to where they have to? Tzdoko, which is shemesh, adboya shemesh. V'zehu adboya shemesh. V'ideze hoyo mapola samolek. That's what brought about the mapola of Amolek. Shehu iker zuamas hanochosh, who is the filth of the snake. Shenechash bahatoy, of the sidrachra. Shenechas batoiv, which is latches on to this goodness. Shemapolosoi al yidei tzedaka. We bring about the mapol of Haman Amolek through tzedaka. Shaideze nishma hadibur emuno lameirochik. Tzedaka is what allows the diburim of emuno, the tzadikim, to be heard far away. Veyoytze hatoiv mimenu, and the good exits from the tumah, from the sitrachra. Vaoz nishbar venoifel Amolek venimcha men oilam. Then Amalek falls and is destroyed and wiped out from the world. Paragraph Hey. V'zeh bechinas Lag Boimer. Now we come to the day of the Sfira Soimer, Lag Boimer, the holiday of Lag Boimer. She'oz hu bechinas hoid shebehoid. According to Kabbalah, each one of the 49 days is associated with a different midah. There are seven spheroids, seven basic spheroids, and each one of the seven contains all seven. So that in Chesed, there's Chesed Shebechesed, Gvura Shebechesed, Tefera Shebechesed. The 33rd day of the Omer is called, it corresponds to Hoid Shebehoid, Bechinas Raglin Sheberaglin. It's referred to as the feet of the feet, because Hoid is the leg, the left leg. Sheikr Heoras Hadibur HaKodesh Anal, Tzrichin Lahamshich Lishom, Lebechinas Tachlis Haraglim. Whereby the most important thing is, when we're generating this Dibur, it's critical that the Dibur should reach down to the Raglin, to the bottom of the Raglin. Lahalois HaToiv Misham, to elevate the toiv from there, to bring up the toiv from the lowest levels, from the raglin. Mibechinas vategal margaloiso vatishchav, as the pasuk says about Rus, that she lie by the feet of Boaz, that the main tikkun that needed to be take place over there was the tikkun horaglin. Shenemar al hatoiv shenofal madregois hatachtoinois. That pasuk refers to the goodness, the sparks of kedusha that have fallen to the lowest levels, lebechinas raglin, which are the feet, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. V'zebechinas, and this is the pasuk in Yeshaya Novi Memalef that says, tzedek yikroehu leragloi. Bechinas hadibur, bechinas tzedek tedaberun. Tzedek is associated with dibur, tzedek tedaberun. צדק דייקו, שהדיבור הקודש, הקודש צורך שיספשת למרוחי בכוי החצדוקו. The דיבור of קדושה has to spread far and wide through the כוח of צדוקו, עד שיהיה אלוי כוח לקרוא יש בחינס הרגלין, to the point where it's reaching out even to the feet, to the lowest, lowest levels, the sparks of קדושה that are found on bottom, all the way down, להלויס הטויב משום, to be able to bring up the טויב from down there. וזה בחינס צדק יקרואהו לרגלוי, the צדק calls out to the רגלין, צדק דייקו, look, the word צדק is used, שעל ידי הצדוקו, through the mitzvah of צדוקו, קוירן אס הטויב הקובוש במדרגס התחתוינוס. That's what gives us the ability to call out to that goodness which is trapped in the lowest levels, בחינס רגלן, all the way down by the feet, וזה בחינס צדק תדברון, כי עיקר כוח הדיבור על ידי צדוקו, because the main effectiveness of the דיבור is dependent on stoker sheoz hu avir nach vezach. That's what makes a clear clarity in the air. Veoz hadibur nishma veniskabel, and then the words can be heard, can be received, can be accepted. Sheze ikar shleimus hadibur. That's when the dibur is beshleimus. When is dibur really successful? When it's listened to, when it's heard by those who really need to hear it the most. כמו שקוסו במקום אחר בסימן חופטס, as Rabbeinu Zal says in Torah Chofetz on the Kutimran, that the Iker Shleimus HaDibur is when the Dibur is Niskabel. If I say something to you and you don't want to hear it, that's not called Dibur. Dibur is when I said something, the one who needed to hear it heard it and accepted it. That's Dibur. That's Shleimus HaDibur. Vialkein Simone Taro Heim Baraglin, and this is why we mentioned earlier that the simonim of kashrus in a behema, in a chaya, are in the legs, the split hooves on the bottom of the feet, bechinas mafris parasakanal, ki mishom daiko tzrichin lahalois es hatoiv, because it's from down there, it's from the raglin, that we have to be able to bring up the toiv that's fallen all the way down, down, down below, we have to be able to bring that toiv up. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Veze bechinas Lag BaOmer." With this, we'll understand the greatness of this awesome holiday of Lag BaOmer. Bechinas vategal margaloisov. The posik, when it speaks about Rus and Boyaz, when it speaks about Rus lying by the feet of Boyaz, remember Rus was a convert. She represents this, these sparks of kedusha that fell into the Sitrachor, into Moyov, the nation of Moyov, way, way, all deep into the Tumah. And now it's coming back into the Kedusha. And the Pasuk says, Vategal Margaloisov, She'ikar Shoyresh Hateva. The root of the word Vategal is Gal. The Vav and the Tov, Heim Hapa'ula. The Vav and Tov are part of the grammar that supports the word, but the root of the word is Gal. Hainu Shebelag Bo'omer, on the 33rd day of Yomer, which is this Gal, which is Lag, Kvar Nespashet Hadibur V'Nimshach L'Merchakim B'Koyach HaSfira Shel Kol Elu Hayomim. By us counting from 1 to 33, we've already been Mamshech the Dibur all the way down to the feet, to Hoid Shebehoid, all the way down by the feet. Ad shenishma hadibur letachlis haraglin, to the point where the dibur can be heard way down by the bottom of the feet. Ad shemaschil lehisoyer hatoiv hakovush bedyuta hatachtoina, so that the good that's trapped in the lowest, lowest levels is starting to wake, is awoken, is inspired. Shehu bechinas vategal margaloisov, bechinas raglin de raglin. That this dibur is reaching down to the margalois of the bottom of the feet, the raglin, the raglin. At shegam hu choizer l'Hashem yisborach, so that even the sparks of kedusha that are found in those lowest places return to Hashem. V'alkein oz nimtokim kol hadinim, and this is why on Lag BaOmer is a time of incredible hamtokas hadinim. All midas hadin is sweetened. V'oz hu yoim simcha v'chedvan, it's a day of incredible joy and happiness, celebration. Ki ze ikar hatikun כשאוילה הטויב מבחין הסרגלן וחויזר למעלוסי. Because one of the most important תיקונים in Yiddishkeit is when the goodness that's found way, way down below in the tumah, in the sitrachra, by the feet, is able to be raised up and elevated and restored to its original greatness. Paragrafo veze bechinas hilula de Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai b'lag b'omer. This is why we celebrate the yard site of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai on Lag B'omer, and it's called hilula, a wedding. Ki talmidei Rabbi Akiva nistalku ad Lag B'omer machmas hamachloikis, because the students of Rabbi Akiva passed away until Lag B'omer because of the machloikis between them. Sheloi hoyo beineihem shalom. They did not have peace and mutual respect and love between them. As the Gemara says in Yevamos, daf samach beis amid beis. Shai deze ein hadibur lishma lamei rochoik. When there's machloikis, then there's turbulence, there's static in the air. Then the words of the tzaddik cannot be heard in distant places. V'alkein nistalko bimei asfira daika. This is why they passed away in a plague during these days, specifically v'yemei asfira. Machmas she'oz ikra tikkun al yedei b'chinas so'avir v'anach v'azach shu b'chinas sholem. Because the whole tikkun of yemei asfira is dependent on the clarity in the air, the stillness in the air, the love in the air. This avir anach v'azach, which is shu b'chinas sholem, which is an avir of sholem, of peace. V'heim pogmu b'zeh, and they were pogim in this. Alkein nistalku was kanal. This is why they passed away specifically in those days, those 33 days of the Omer. V'Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai v'chaveirov shoyu hatikun shelohem, and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai zal and his chavraya, who were the tikun for the talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Alkein omar Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. This is why Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai zal says in the Zohar HaKadosh Parshas Nosai Davkuf Chavches, anan b'chavivus atalia. Our success, our greatness is dependent on the ahava between us. B'chavivusa daiko. Look at the word that he used. B'chinas ahava v'sholoim. Our success, our atzlocha, our ability to be mesakein, my Rebbe's Talmidim, is dependent on the ahava and sholoim between us. Shetzrichim hachaverim lizoher ma'oid ma'oid sheyeh b'neihem ahava v'sholoim godoil. The chaverim, the students of the tzaddik, they have to be very, very careful that there should be ahava and a great sholom amongst them. Kedei sheyuchlu lahashmiya lameirochoy kadiburim kedoshim shemekablim rabon b'chol pam, in order that they should be able to transmit, to broadcast the holy words that they hear from their Rebbe, shehem diburei emuna. What is the tzaddik spouting? He's spouting emuna. We say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, atzosoy emuna pe'ulosoy emes. What is the eitzah of Hashem? What is the eitzah of the tzaddik? It's emuna. Kol mitzvoisech emuna. That's what the whole Torah is all about. All the mitzvois are emuna. V'alkei nistalik Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai b'lag b'omer, and this is why Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai zal passed away on Lag B'omer, she'oz kvar nizdakeh ho'avir harbe al yidei kedushas ha-mitzvah shel sfira soimer. That's when the air was purified already to a tremendous degree through the mitzvah of sfira soimer, through the counting of the omer, ad she'oila ha-toiv mi'oraglin, to the point where we have the ability to elevate the goodness that's found in the low, low levels, in the feet. V'alkein oz meir kedushas Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that's when the light of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai zal shines. Shehu b'chinas ahavo v'sholem. What is his light? His light is anan b'chavivusa talya milsa. His light is this ahavo and sholem. Sheze ikar hatikun shel hasfira. This is the main tikun of the sfira. Shemizgale beyoiser b'lag bo'imer kanal, which is revealed most on Lag Bo'imer. V'alkein nistalek oz Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. That's why Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai zal passed away on that day. V'oz hu yoim hilula rabo delei. And that's the day of his great, great celebration. Ki gedoilim tzadikim b'misosam yoiser mebechayeim. Because the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Zayin that tzadikim are greater in their passing than they are during their lifetime. Ki yemei chayeim shel tzadikim Kol yegiyosam v'terchosam legalois ha'emunah gdoshah ba'olam. Because during the lifetime of a tzaddik, what is his mission? His mission is to reveal, to broadcast emunah in the world. Lohidia lefnei hodom gvuroisov uchvoid adar malchusoi. To enlighten the world, to make the world aware of the greatness of Hashem. Avol mi'oitzem hamachloikes shiesh b'chol dor v'dor. But unfortunately, as a result of the incredible machloikes in each throughout all the generations, ubifrat oitzem hamachloikes shiesh al atzadik biatzmoi v'anoshov, and especially the incredible machloikes against the tzaddik and his followers, aydeze nizbalbel hoavir shel hoilam. This is what messes up the air of the world. Ve'ein shoimim ve'ein royin klal dvorav hakdoshim vanoiruam vaniflom shel atzadik emes. So that the world is not able to hear and see the holy words, the awesome, wondrous holy words of the true tzaddik. Rak ze'irin inun asher nishma lozneim me'at mine'imas dibur of hakdoshim. But rather, there's only very few that are zoicha to hear a little bit of the sweetness of the holy words of the tzaddik. Aval atzaddik misyageya bekamo yegiois letoivas Yisrael. However, the tzaddik struggles with all kinds of effort for the benefit of Klal Yisrael, umizgalgel imonu bekamo gilgulim, and he goes through repeated reincarnations. He comes back again and again, umishtadel bekamo eitzos v'tikunim, and he works with all kinds of eitzos and tikunim, bo'ifin sheyizku kol Yisrael v'chol atoiv hanimshach minishmas Yisrael, shenofal amokum shenofal, so that all Jews and all the goodness that comes from the Jewish souls that has fallen wherever it's fallen, shekulam yishmu dvorav hakdoshim, all of them should be able to hear and listen to the holy words of the tzaddik, v'yashuvu l'ashem yisborach be'emes, and b'zrichet to a true tshuva, ve'enom mistalkim in ho'ilom ad shezrichen b'yoyim histalkusam lekadesh es avir ho'ilom b'gdushin eflo kazois. And the tzaddik does not leave the world until he sees to it, until he's zoicha on the day of his passing, to sanctify the air of the world with unbelievable kedusha, ad shelo yekoyach l'shum machloikes l'shum ruach soro leval ve'lo avir, so that no machloikis in the world and no storm in the world will be able to mess up that avir. Rak diboreim yelchu v'yispashtu boilam lemerchakim, but rather the words of the tzaddik will travel and they'll spread out to all the distant places. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, hey, yofutzu mayinoisecho chutza, spread your well streams outside, reach out to the outside. V'afal pi shenidme sheharuach sorav ha-machloikes gotel b'shaitoi, even though it seems that this storm and this machloikes is very, very powerful at the time it's going on, aval ha-koil hurak lefisho, but all of this is temporary, v'soif kol soif yizgale ho-emes, and in the end the truth will be revealed, usfas emes tikoin lo'ad, the pasuk says the truth will be established permanently. Ukemosheroyim ktsas bachush gamato, as we see a little bit even now, she'afal pi sheyesh shecholkin al atzadikim kemoy shecholkin gam la'achar istalkusam, even though there are people today that are cholik against the tzadikim to the degree that they are even after the passing away of the tzadikim, ki b'medina slito ubeshar medinois nimtzoyim adayin misnagdim rabim ala bal shem tov zechet tzadik v'koshel v'roch bi'atzmoy. Because in the Lithuanian countries and in other places, there are still many people who are against, who are against the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh himself, Mikol Shkein al Talmid of HaKodeshim, and certainly against his holy students, V'chein Oitzem HaMachloikes Shal Rabbeinu Zal, and the incredible Machloikes against Rabbeinu Zal, She'adayin Loi Nishkat Klal, which has not yet subsided whatsoever, aval afal pikein, despite that, dvorov v'chol divrei hatzadikim amitim choyim v'kayomim lo'ad, the words, Rabbeinu Zal's words, and all the words of the true tzadikim live and are established permanently, eternally. V'yoivdu ha-misnagdim heim vo'elef k'yaitse bohem. And let the misnagdim and a thousand like them be lost. V'dovor echot midivrei toirose agdoisho lo yizbatel. And not one word of the truth tzaddik will be destroyed, will go lost. V'gam aton imtzoim b'chol eis anoshim k'sherim ha-makirim o'emes. And therefore, today also, at all times, there are religious people who recognize the emes, the truth. The koinin sforov, they buy Rabbeinu Zal sforim u'mechapsim achrim kematmoinim. They search for them like lost treasures. The shoyimim dvorov, and they listen to Rabbeinu Zal's words. Divrei elekim chayim, v'royim u'mevinim me'at oitzem niflos kedushas teirose akdoisha. And they see and they realize and they understand to us a little bit, a small degree, the incredible awesomeness of Rabbeinu Zal's Torah. Ki gedoilim tzadikim b'misosom yoiser mebechayim. Because tzadikim are more powerful after their passing than even during their lifetime.